Are you ready for a very long homily?
Yeah.
All right, brace yourselves. One night at about 11:30 p.m., an older African-American woman was standing on the side of an Alabama highway trying to endure a lashing rainstorm. Her car had broken down and she desperately needed a ride. Soaked wet, she decided to flag down the next car. A young white man stopped to help her. Generally unheard of in those conflict years of the 1960s. The man took her to safety and helped her to get assistance and put her into a taxi cab. He seemed to be in a big hurry, but wrote down his address and thanked him. 7 days went by, and a knock came on the man's door. To his surprise, a giant console color TV was delivered to his home, and a special note was attached. It read, "Thank you so much for assisting me on the highway the other night. The rain drenched not only my clothes, but also my spirits. And then you came along. Because of you, I was able to make it to my dying husband's bedside just before he passed away. God bless you for helping me unselfishly serving others. Sincerely, yours, Mrs. Nat King Cole."
Oh my.
"God bless you for helping me and unselfishly serving others." The supreme act of unselfishly serving others, even to the point of death. The point of death or dying for others is the reason of our celebration today. All along this season of Lent, our homely series of cross training, by which we have been challenged in many ways to examine and deal with our personal crosses, find their meaning and redemption in the passion and death. The passion, death and resurrection of Jesus, the Son of God. So at the center of the Christian story stands the cross of Jesus as a sign of the extent to which love will go in its passion for others. "When I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men to myself," says the Lord. The cross is lifted up as a sign of our worth. Somebody thought we were worth all the pain and suffering, and that somebody is Jesus, the Son of God. In today's celebration, death, or the death of Jesus, is not remembered as a random act of violence, but rather we honor his death as a supreme act of love. And all that Jesus is asking of us is to remember him as loving him, or loving us. "Leave the joy of being together in one heart, and for me, that's just where it is. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. As we make our way through all the joys and pain, can we sense our younger true ourselves? All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Someone will be calling you to be there for a while. Can you hear the cry from deep within? All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. The song goes on. The love of one who did not cling to equality with God but emptied himself to become as we all are, and as we are to show that in spite of our sins and imperfections, God loves us. And Jesus offers this as a model or a paradigm of our Christian living: humility and loving service. We will never lose when we choose this path for our life. And the more we give away, the more we will gain. The passion narrative we heard just a few moments ago shows the extent to which we are all capable of both good and evil. But we have to focus not only on the humiliation, the suffering, the death, and the death of Jesus Christ, but also on the great love that is motivating him. Let our own lives be defined by that same love. Through his passion and death, Jesus exposes the corrupting and destructive power of pride, self-centeredness, ignorance, hatred, rigidity, and we are capable of all these. But he also shows us that there is an antidote to all these vices, and that is limitless, self-giving love. This love, which is within us to give, is what reconciles people and communities and heals our broken world. Everything is present in the story, in the passion narrative: human treachery and betrayal, fear, cowardice, grief, unreliability, and cruelty, all in that story. It is a spectacle that shows the whole range of human behavior and attitudes. But throughout it all, there is the unwavering devotion and love of Jesus Christ. And we crucify Jesus when we allow fear and the lack of love to possess us, so that we too behave in similar ways, or far worse, to be utterly indifferent to human suffering. The passion narrative is our journey too. Although we probably won't be called upon to experience the passion in its extreme and dramatic form, the pain, tears, and burdens of humanity challenge each one of us to turn our hearts and minds to compassionate and selfless action. Amen.